Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. BJP senior leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public rally this morning at Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh. In the afternoon, Mr. Modi will address a rally at Ajmer in Rajasthan. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi is scheduled to attend a road show at Ghaziabad. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will visit Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today to participate in the election campaign of NDA candidate Rajiv Chandrasekhar. Amit Shah will participate in the roadshow at Neyatinkara along with Rajiv Chandrasekhar. The Reserve Bank of India has said the Consumer Price Index inflation for 2024-25 is projected at 4.5%. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said, while announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy, said the CPI inflation had peaked at 7.8% in April 2022. He added that even though inflation has come down significantly, it remains above the 4% target given by the government. The governor added real GDP growth for 2024-25 is projected at 7%, with quarter 1 at 7.1%, quarter 2 at 6.9%, quarter 3 at 7% and quarter 4 also at 7%. The Apex Bank has kept the repo rate unchanged for the seventh time in a row. The governor informed that India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as of March 29 this year. The RBI will soon allow to deposit cash through cash deposit machines using UPI. Till now, UPI is mainly used for money withdrawal or money transfer. RBI governor has said this measure will further enhance customer convenience and make the currency handling process at banks more efficient. The Apex Bank has also proposed to permit the use of third-party UPI apps for making UPI payments from prepaid payment instruments. This will further enhance customer convenience and boost adoption of digital payments for small value transactions. A Delhi court has allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to interrogate and record the statement of jailed BRS leader K. Kavita in Tihar Jail in money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The order was passed on the plea filed by the CBI seeking the court's permission to interrogate Kavita. The Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions or any other type in Class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40 to 50%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question papers for year-end examination for Classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. India has approved highest-ever export quotas for essential commodities to Maldives for 2024-25 under a unique bilateral mechanism. The Indian High Commission in Maldives said that upon the request of the Maldives government, India has allowed for export of certain quantities of essential commodities and the quotas have been revised upwards. The approved quantities are the highest since this arrangement came into effect in 1981. The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and an arms embargo on Israel. The resolution also called for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in the Gaza Strip. The resolution came as Israel finally succumbed to unprecedented U.S. pressure and opened new food corridors into Gaza. 28 countries voted in favor, 13 abstained, including India, and 6 voted against the resolution, including the U.S. and Germany. And the IMD has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of eastern and peninsular India till tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over parts of Orissa, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, and Telangana today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.